Every sheep naturally needs a shepherd. There is no way a sheep can succeed in the journey of life without a shepherd. No matter how experienced a sheep is, no matter the age of that sheep, there is no sheep that can travel from Sokoto to Lagos on its own without the aid of a shepherd. And so in the same way, we are the sheep of his pasture. As sheep of the Lord, God is the one that is shepherding our destiny. But like we have been told, God is committed to leading us if we are interested in following him. That's why the psalmist is speaking clearly in Psalm 23 verse 1. Said, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord. The Lord. When the Lord is leading you, there is no setback. When the Lord is leading you, there is no disappointment. When the Lord is leading you, all you will be experiencing is breakthroughs on every side. It is my prayer that before the end of this month, that long awaited breakthrough you have long desired for, God will lead you to them in the name of Jesus. Jacob was a swindler, a 419. God's plan for him, he wanted to bring it to pass on his own strength. But as he was journeying on in life, he discovered that he was failing. And so, he came to himself that it is enough. I've led myself enough. Nothing is happening. Let me subject myself to the leading of the Lord. And as he subscribed to the leading of God, God began to lift him on high. In Deuteronomy chapter 32, reading from verse 9, he said, for the Lord's portion is his people, Jacob is the lot of his inheritance. He found Jacob in a desert land and in a waste, howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. And he kept him as the apple of his eye. He instructed him. God's major way of leading is via instructions. He gives command. He gives direction. He instructs. And as he began to follow, the Bible speaking in that same place, verse 11, as an eagle stirred up her nest, fluttered over her young, spreaded abroad, her wings taketh them, beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him. And there was no contrary instructor. The Lord alone. The moment God began to lead Jacob alone, he began to make progress. Look at what the Bible said in verse 13. He made him ride on the high places of the earth. That will be somebody's testimony this week. That he might eat the increase of the field, and made him to suck honey out of the rock, and oil out of the flinty rock, butter of kine, and milk of sheep with fat of lambs, and rams of the breed of Bashan, and goats with the fat of kidneys of wheat. And thou didst drink the pure blood of grape. The moment God began to lead him, the good things of life began to respond in his direction. Hear me this morning. God knows the ways out. He knows the way. Where the blessings are, he knows. Where the breakthroughs are, he knows. So if you will allow him to lead you, you will find yourself in the high places of life. We have led ourselves enough. And I'd like to let you know this morning that God is always leading forward. He has never led people backward. God is a forward-moving God. He specializes in leading people forward. Exodus chapter 14, verse 15. When the children of God cried unto the Lord spoke to Moses, he said, tell the people to go forward. That they go forward. That they go forward. If God moves you from Abuja to one local place in Imo, it is not a backward movement, sir. It is a forward movement. Is somebody hearing me this morning? Just understand the ways of the Lord. If we must let God lead us, we must not depend on our own understanding, even though we have certain understanding. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not unto your understanding. Don't lean unto your feasibility study. Don't lean unto your breakthroughs. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct thy path. You had the testimony of that sister. She had certain money in her hand. And the Lord told her to give him that money. And she began to argue and all of that. After some time, she yielded. And then certain things began to happen. Breakthroughs began to happen. It doesn't make way. It doesn't make sense to take that step. But that is the way that God designed to bring about a breakthrough. Praise the name of the Lord. What reverse is in a car is what divine direction is in the life of a man, in the life of a woman. And for you to get this divine leading, you need meekness. 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 Meekness is that major key that will enable you that when you have made up your mind in going in a certain way and you hear the voice of the Lord directing you in another way, meekness is what makes you to make that U-turn. What reverse is in a car is what meekness is in the life of a man. God will never lead a proud man. Never. Psalm 25 verse 9. The Bible says that the meek will lead guide in judgment. The meek will lead teach in the way that he should go. The meek. The meek. The moment you have made up your mind and then you hear a higher voice from heaven, meekness is what makes you pack up that you have already planned and follow the ways of the Lord. I see God leading everyone here to their long-awaited breakthrough this week in the name of Jesus Christ. It is not enough for you to have a vision. It is much more important for you to know how that vision will come to pass in your life. In James chapter 1, verse 22, read it to 25, the Bible says very clearly there, but be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he, being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, he said, this man shall be blessed in all his deed. Praise the name of the Lord. I once met a young man in the country of Ethiopia. He was a member. And he's a trained pilot. And at the same time, he's a banker. And then he shared a testimony with me. He said, while he was in Nigeria, he wanted a change of level in his place of work. And an opening came up in a major bank in Nigeria, one of the leading banks. It was to be the manager of that branch in Lagos. And at the same time, another opening came up in another bank, but which was not as high as this first one. So naturally speaking, it made sense to go for this one that has more salary, you know, it's more, you know, visible in terms of standing in the ranking of banking in Nigeria. So he already made up his mind to take that one. But the last minute, the Lord spoke to him that he should go for this second option. This second option is going to make him the number two in that office. And then number two didn't make sense compared to number one. Am I speaking? So, but because he had a deep impression in his heart. So he went for this second one. And he became so excited and happy. And then 6 months down the line, the MD of that particular bank resigned. And they were looking for who to replace him. They couldn't get. And then automatically they said, you, since you are the second in command, be the MD. The moment he became the MD, they now also made him the group executive director of that same bank in the whole of East Africa. The whole of East Africa. Now, that position is far, far higher than this other one that was just MD, just within the Nigerian space. Is somebody hearing me this morning? That position so elevated all the countries in the east, Ethiopia, Kenya, all of that region was under him, sir. The leading of the Lord. I'd like you to understand what we are saying this morning. When God is leading, sir, it will not make sense. I'd like you to take note of that. It will not. Because the Bible already speaking in the book of Isaiah 55, verse 8 and 9. It says, my ways are not your ways, neither are my thoughts your thoughts. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. God's system will always be higher than our own ways. Praise the name of the Lord. And that is why you need spirituality. Hear me, sir. You need spirituality to operate in this realm. You need spirituality. And that's why anytime you are seeking anything from the Lord, direction from the Lord on which step to take, you need to create an enabling environment. Because God will always speak in a still, small voice. God will always speak in a still, small voice. And the principal way God leads is via the word. And that quickly suggests to me that you must be conversant with this word in order for you to understand the ways of the Lord. Somebody's story is changing this morning. Only God knows tomorrow as clearly as today is. No one of us knows what will happen in the next 2 minutes, in the next 5 minutes. So it is wisdom to follow the one who knows the way. In Isaiah 46 verse 10, reading 9 and 10, the Bible says there, remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from where? From the beginning. And from ancient time, the things that are not yet done, say, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasures. My counsel will stand. My counsel will stand. If you don't know how to hear God, if you don't know how God leads, the devil will be cheating you every day. It is a major requirement for us as believers to understand the way God leads, because he is our shepherd. He is our shepherd. Many of us, we are so used to our phone. The phone you bought, that phone, when it came, you didn't understand it, but you took time, you sat down, you went through the manual to be able to know how to operate that equipment. The same way, you need to sit down to understand God so that you will not be making mistakes in life. Hear me today, we are all making decisions on a daily basis. Major decisions, where to live in our lives, who to marry, where to work, the school our children must go, the bank we need to open account with. All of this requires divine leading. All of it. You don't just wake up and see somebody on the street and say, oh, I love you, I want to marry, and then you just go in straight there. It might lead to death, sir. For the Bible says, there is a way that seemeth right. That all your in-laws like that young man does not mean he is the right candidate. Is somebody hearing me this morning? It is not your in-law that wants to marry that guy. It is you. So you have to personally make a decision. You have to. And making that decision is not traceable to what the eyes can see, what the ears can hear, what the mouth can taste, what the nose can smell. No, sir. To know the right decision, you need to switch to the realm of the spirit. For the Bible said the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. So you need spirituality in carrying out this assignment. Praise the name of the Lord. When God leads, there is peace on every side. When God leads, there is breakthrough for you, sir. When God is leading, the future is guaranteed. Praise the name of the Lord. I'd like us to know this morning that there is nothing as good and powerful as divine direction. There is nothing as good as powerful as divine direction. If there is any prayer you and I need to pray any day, every day of our life, it is this major thing. Lord, lead me. Lord, direct me in every way. Lead me. I'm always interested in how the aircraft flies. And one of those days, I asked this pilot, what makes the aircraft to fly? He said, one, there are very few pilots in the world. As at that time, he said, there are less than 600 pilots in the entire globe. And he said, for you to be a pilot, you must be very, very sound. Very, very. He said, you must be someone that is trained in a way that you know how to follow instructions. He said, because flying is by instruction, but they don't fly by common sense. It's by instructions. He said, and that's why before you enter the plane to fly, they must carry out a major test on you. That you must not have a headache. You must not have house rent problem. You must never have problem with your wife. No. He said, that's why they pay them heavy money. To be sure that you don't have any problem at all. Is it because the moment you enter the aircraft, your natural brain must be suspended and you must key to every instruction from the control towers. Every. He said, you don't fly a plane like you are driving a car. When you are driving a car, you discover that, okay, the road where you are going is the wrong route. You can make a U-turn, reverse, and go back. He said, it's not so with the aircraft. He said, the moment they tell you to go left and you go right, he said, that's the end of the play. He said, there's not like I made a mistake. He said, there's not like that. He said, the plane goes down straight away. So you must be very sound. That is why, as somebody that must hear from the control tower of heaven, your ear must be very, very sensitive to the leading of the Lord. And that's why you need the Holy Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. Divine direction is what brought this ministry to where it is today. Divine direction. Divine direction. You've heard God's servant, the apostle of that commission, saying several times that when they went to Canaan, it didn't make sense to him. He was angry with the pastor. We didn't ask you to get a land for us to farm. He said, as he was saying that, the voice of the Lord came to him and said, this is the place. It didn't make sense, sir. Inside thick forest in Songo Otta. But today, it has become the global headquarters of this great ministry all over the world. People are coming from everywhere, Japan, India, America, London, Brazil, to come and receive light from this ministry. It didn't appear so at the beginning, but look at what is happening today. I'd like you to allow God to lead you. I see you, by this leading, you'll be moving from the back to the front. If you believe in it, let me allow them to say amen. What are the benefits of following divine direction? Number one, it terminates all fears. When God is leading you, sir, there is nothing to fear. Each time you want to take a step and there is fear in you, it is not God leading you. That is not God's way of leading. Anytime God leads, there is peace. You want to buy land, and each time you are taking a step towards finalizing that agreement and there is fear inside of you, please step back. There is something fishy about that transaction, sir. Each time you want to do something and there is fear in you, God is not leading you in that place. God will always let peace flow with his leading. That is the number one acid test for God leading you. Peace. There's always peace in his ways. What are the benefits of following divine direction? Number two, it secures supernatural victory. Supernatural victory. Joshua chapter 6, reading from verse 1 to 20. You find out how they were able to subdue Jericho. When God leads, victory is guaranteed. Number three, it's always well with the led. When God is leading you, sir, it will be well with you. God only goes with the led. And the Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us? No one. So allow God to lead you in all your steps. Every step you want to take, ask him first. Many people have run into problems by just using common sense. And by that, they have gotten common result. From today, that will not be your story. I say from today, that will not be your story. It's our covenant day of favor. And I have the assurance of heaven that today, God will favor you this week. I say, God will favor you this week. Please hear me this morning. One day of favor with God cannot be equated with 50 years of labor. God's favor is better than man's labor. But for you to secure God's favor, you have to labor. But you have to labor in the right direction. Favor is not something that just jumps on people. In Exodus chapter 3 verse 21, when the children of Israel were to leave Egypt, the Lord spoke to them that he was going to give them favor in the sight of the Egyptians. When you read through that scripture, you discover that their 430 years of labor was not in vain. When they were to leave, they went with every good substance that was ever available in Egypt. Because the Lord says so. That when you leave, you are not going to leave empty. I will make sure that you obtain favor in the sight of the Egyptians. And when you go to Exodus 12 and verse 36, the Bible says, and the Lord gave the Israelites favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they lent unto them such things as they required, and the Egyptians spoiled them. This week, wherever you go, favor will answer in your direction. What you are not qualified for, the God of this commission will arrange and give them to you this week. Favor is better than labor. I'd like to assure you that it is better than labor. There was a testimony shared one time in Canaan of a man who said that the favor God gave to him was far, far above what he could secure for himself in 50 years. The breakthrough God gave him when the Lord led him in a particular direction in his business. Favor. I'd like you to know that not everybody that is walking today, getting breakthrough today, is they are suffering. No, sir. There are steps to take that will open up the favor of God in your life. And that is something that you need to understand this morning. One of the things that we're enjoying as a commission today is the favor of God, sir. The favor of God upon the life of his servant, Bishop Oyedepo, which has by extension rubbed off on all the members. This is not the ministry that prayed the most in the world. No, sir. But how come we are getting things so cheaply done in our life? There are steps that this ministry is taking that is just putting us at the very, very top. We are going to look at those keys this morning. And I know by the leading of the Lord, favor will answer to you this week in the name of Jesus Christ. How can I be favored in my place of work? How can I be favored in my life? Number one, favor God's kingdom. Favor his kingdom. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be what? Added unto you. Seek ye first. You can also say, favor the things of God first, and then God in return will favor all that you do. Psalm chapter 102. Verse 13, he said, but thou will arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her. Yea, the said time is come. Why? The next verse. He said, because thou wilt favor the dust thereof. You are favoring the things of the kingdom. You are paying money for transport for people to come to church. You are paying money to ensure that there is diesel in the generator. You are paying money in printing handbills. All of these things you are doing in advancing the kingdom is positioning you for strange favor in your place of work, sir. It's positioning you for strange lifting in that business. And that's why when you come back to church on Sunday, you begin to share testimony. It's not because of the dress you are wearing. It's because there is something that you have triggered in his house. You can't do that thing and still remain at the same level with your contemporaries out there. Favor can be entreated. When you favor God and his kingdom, God favors you in return. Praise the name of the Lord. How do I enjoy favor? Number two, make sure you are helping other people. When you help other people, God's favor comes upon you. When you favor other people. I love the scripture in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3 to 4. It says, let mercy and truth not depart from you. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thy heart. So that what will happen? So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Mercy and truth. It's time you are helping somebody. You are not actually helping that person. You are helping yourself in return, sir. Is somebody hearing me now? So when you give somebody money, you help somebody in accomplishing something, you are not helping that person. That person is just a field, a ground where you need to sow your seed. And when you sow that seed returns back to you. That's why the Bible says in Luke chapter 6 verse 38, it says, give, and it shall be what? Giving back to you. Sometimes we just think that give is just talking about money. No. You can give goodwill. You can favor somebody. You can be praying for somebody. Whatever you give is what is returned back to you in a multiplied way. So mercy and truth is a major way of securing God's favor. We must look after the well-being of others. When you come to church, you see somebody not dressed properly and you have clothes at home. Why not? Next Sunday when you are coming, package that dress and give to that person. The Lord bless you, sir. This is for you. You have seen somebody wearing one shoe to church from January till now. The mouth has even opened up, glorifying God in heaven. And you have shoes at home. Why not? You can just dust that shoe, come back. Hello, brother. The Lord bless you with this. Putting a smile on somebody's face. Today you are doing that. Very soon, your level will change. And that which you have done for that fellow is what God will return back to you in a multiplied form. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 8. It says, whatsoever good a man does, the same he shall receive as reward from heaven. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. It says, do good to all men, particularly those of the household of God. Let us know how to do good to people. When you favor other people, God favors you in return. Praise the name of the Lord. Let me give this as expo to men that are married. As a man, you are married, you want to enjoy strange favor? Man, favor your wife. Favor your wife, seriously. You enjoy favor like never before. Proverbs 18 verse 22. The Bible says there, he that finds a wife, finds what? I didn't hear you. And obtains what? It's a major way, sir. I'd like you to understand what I'm saying this morning. It says, it's a major way. It's a major way. I've enjoyed this all my life since I married. Strange favor. You can't be having sophisticated phone and your wife's phone is soliciting for help. No, sir. Buy her a megaphone. iPhone. Buy her shoe. When a woman wears shoe, the shoe must go with the headgear. The same color. Favor her. You want to hear more? If you want to enjoy a woman's favor, be giving her money. When you give her money, don't ask, what did you do with that money yesterday? Just be giving her money. And you'll be seeing signs and wonders. Am I speaking this morning? Praise God. Take care of your wife and you will, sir, the kind of favor you will see in your office, you will never believe it. That is why the devil is always bringing a major fight between husband and wife. Because he understands the spiritual law. There are four major ways of securing favor from God. This is one of them. For those who are not married, well, look for a sister that you will favor. Praise God. God is good. How do I secure favor? Number four, walking in obedience to God's instruction. John chapter 14, verse 21. He said, he that has my commandment is he, and keepeth them is he that loveth me, and he that loveth me will be loved of my Father, and we will what? Manifest ourselves to him. Obeying God's instruction is a major way of securing favor. And lastly, how do I secure strange favor? By praising God. It's one major way, sir, of securing favor from heaven. Acts chapter 2, verse 47. Praising God and having favor with all the people. How many people? How many people? So when you get to the office, they just choose you out of 20 people that you are the one going abroad for training. And you look at everybody around you, they are higher than you in everything. Stop thinking that it is luck. No, sir. There is something that is triggering such favor. Praise is a major key, sir. Praising God and having favor with all the people. All. Praising God. Praising God. Praising God, sir. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 30, verse 19, it says, out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry, and I will what? Multiply them. So when you are praising God, there is an unusual breakthrough that happened. In the call to worship we had this morning, Psalm 67, reading from verse 5, 6, down to 7. It said, let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. And what will happen? It said, then the earth shall yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. I love the last verse. How will God bless us? He said, God will bless us and all the ends of the earth shall what? Fear. That's fearful breakthrough, sir. Fearful favor. Fearful. We had a service like this one day. The church accountant of the church, he came to church with his family. She's a lady in South Africa with a husband and a little baby. They came with Uber to church. And as they were going, inside the service, somebody gave them a car. Is somebody hearing me now? That was not what they planned. They just came normally like themselves, you know. But in the midst of the praise, hear me, sir. God is fearful in praises. Fearful, sir. Fearful. Anything can happen in the midst of praise. And after the service, one man just walked to him and said, the Lord said, I should give you this car. He was almost mad. Almost mad, sir. He was just rejoicing, jumping everywhere, sir. Level has changed. I don't know who I'm talking to this morning. In the midst of this praise we are going to have today, God is going to turn around your captivity. In the midst of this praise, what you are not qualified for, favor will secure it for you this week. Hear me this morning. You may not see the wind. You may not see the rain. But that empty valley, by the favor of heaven, shall be filled this morning. Yeah. If you are the one I'm talking to, let me allow this, amen. Yeah. Rise up on your feet. I hope somebody is ready to praise God. If your shoe is going to disturb you, you can remove it. Because something must happen here this morning. Is somebody hearing me now? Marvelous God, thou alone art worthy to be praised. You're the melody in my heart today. Well, that's just introduction. Before we praise him, something must shake for you this week. In your office, something must shake. In your business, something must shake this morning. You may not be qualified for it. Psalm 44, verse 3 and 4. They got not the land in their possession by their own strength. Is somebody hearing me now? The land though. You know how much they are selling land. He said they didn't get that land by their own sword. Neither did their own arm save them. But thy right hand and thy arm and the light of thy countenance. Because thou hast a favor unto them. God's favor can make anybody do anything for you, sir. I've seen people who built a house that they will stay in. And when they finished building the house, the Lord told them to give the key to another person. Don't tell me that is luck. It's not possible. No natural man in his right senses. There is no way you can convince such a man. But there is a force from heaven. When that voice, God doesn't repeat. It's not a stammerer. When they say, carry this and give to so, you have no choice. You won't sleep until you do that thing, sir. That is guaranteed on the platform of favor. We are going to pray this morning. Before then, you are here, you are not born again. I'd like to pray with you. For God to lead you, you must be his child. God to lead you. And that's why if you have never given your life to Jesus, and you are here this morning, you are tired of struggling. You are tired of leading yourself. You want him to take over the battle of your life. You want to surrender to him. I'd like to pray with you. Wherever you are, I'd like you to just place your hand on your chest. You want to give your life to Jesus? Or maybe you gave your life to Jesus along the line, you backslided, but you want to rededicate your life this morning. Wherever you are, just place your hand on your chest. And please repeat this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, I come to you this morning as a sinner. Wash me with your precious blood. Let old things pass away. And let everything become new in my life. I confess you today as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. Now I know I'm born again. Amen. If you pray that prayer, may I please request that you come carrying your Bible, your bags, your phone. Come to the altar here. You are our special guest this morning. Wherever you are, please quickly come. Wherever you are, please quickly come. Please quickly come. Wherever you are, please quickly come. Wherever you are, please quickly come. Wherever you are, please come. You made that choice. You made that choice. Please quickly come. Jesus is calling you. Jesus is calling you. Wherever you are, Jesus is calling you. Nothing to be ashamed of. Please quickly come.